New South Wales Premier announced her government will amend public health orders to allow more residents to cross the Victorian New South Wales border. Natalie Roberts is trying to get to visit her terminally ill mother in Albury. She's been trying since July. Natalie, have you had any success?
My second application for end of life was actually not approved, Nicole. So that was about 4 weeks ago. And then just on Friday, or last Thursday actually, my mum's friend rang to tell me that mum's been given her end of life timeline. So I'm actually again applying for my third application. So I feel like it's actually a race against the clock, because the whole process is incredibly problematic. Permits won't be approved unless unless the person is 7 days from dying. The admin time required by New South Wales Health is 7 days. That in itself kind of counteracts this 7 days from dying. So far, it's taken me 5 working days to get 3 medical letters from 3 different specialist medical agencies supporting mum in her final days of life.
How long do you think?
Mum's been given about 8 weeks, and I'm now into the 7th week of being told that. I've also been told that mum's condition is unstable, so they've actually cancelled. She's not being offered any more treatment, just palliative care now.
Are these changes that were announced going to help your case at all?
No, not at all. They make it incredibly hard because we have to travel from Melbourne to Sydney to quarantine. So that adds another 2 weeks to my timeline, and that's 2 weeks less that I have an opportunity to see my mum and a greater chance of her passing away before I get to see her or her grandchildren get to see her. To travel from Sydney to Albury is a minimum of 10 hours. I live in Melbourne and I'm 4 hours away from mum, so it's a huge undertaking just to kind of meet that criteria. And in addition to that, it's an additional $5,000 that I have to find from our family budget to do that. And, but you know, that's what it is. And, you know, we will find the money to see mum, but I don't want to be stuck in quarantine in Sydney and my mum passes away and then I have to get back to Melbourne.
Okay, Natalie, we will stay in touch with you. Thank you so much. Anna Speedy is the Mayor of the City of Wodonga. Obviously, the changes that are announced today will be welcome in some quarters, but they won't help people like Natalie, who still face these incredible administrative blockages and trying to get to her mother in Albury.
It's just heartbreaking. I have many emails and many phone calls since June, since the border was closed, of similar and like stories, and how there is no humanity in any of this, I don't understand. You know, our people and our economy have already felt so much pain, just like Natalie. We hear stories like that every single day, you know, with fast, appropriate action. You know, this stuff could have been in place at the same time as we're seeing those changes in Victoria.
Well, let's ask the Liberal member for Albury, Justin Clancy. Why is it taking so long to get these changes through, the Mayor asks?
In that sense, the Premier was asked a question this morning and she put a time frame on it. I'd like to see it sooner as well, and I'm certainly pushing for that, Nicole.
And what about Natalie, whose mother has a very limited amount of time to live and is in Albury and is told that she won't get a permit until her mother is 7 days away from dying?
Yeah. And firstly, you know, certainly thoughts are there with Natalie and her mother. I would like to see improvements around that compassionate care. You are talking about an extremely challenging situation there, though, where you have got people who live in Melbourne, where the hotspot has been, and trying to seek a remedy as to how they can then travel interstate. And that is a challenging part of the COVID situation.
But she's happy to take a COVID test, happy to quarantine, happy to do all of those things. She just wants to see her mother before she dies.
In that sense, this doesn't take away. I do acknowledge the particular traumas associated with the compassionate aspect. It is something that I'm pushing for change on as well, Nicole. And certainly for me, it's been one of the traumatic aspects of the border closure.
Yes, I can hear it in your voice.